From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama has called on the Senate to move swiftly to confirm his nominee to lead the FBI. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the White House reached across the aisle to select Republican Jim Comey for the important job.
The president says Comey spent nearly two decades in top posts at the Justice Department.
He has been relentless, whether it's standing up for consumers against corporate fraud or bringing terrorists to justice.
Comey also stood up to people in the George W. Bush White House over an electronic surveillance program of questionable legality. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Comey would replace current FBI Director Robert Mueller, who Comey says has a legendary reputation in law enforcement circles.
I don't know whether I can fill those shoes, but I know that however I do, I will be standing truly on the shoulders of a giant.
Lawmakers need to confirm the new FBI director before Mueller leaves in early September. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate's expected to vote Monday on a border security agreement that would pave the way for passage of the sweeping immigration bill by the end of that week. The deal doubles border patrols and adds hundreds of miles of fencing. Wildfires are forcing hundreds of people from their homes across the parched southern Rockies. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports crews are up against another day of hot, windy weather with no reprieve in sight.
One of the largest and most concerning wildfires right now is actually a complex of two lightning-caused blazes that ignited in remote southwest Colorado. Hot, windy weather along with scores of dry, dead trees due to an insect outbreak helped the fires double in size in 24 hours. Undocumented and unprecedented, according to one wildfire behavior official. One of the blazes reportedly came within a quarter mile of a ski area, and authorities say there's a chance they won't be able to save the nearby town of South Fork, Colorado. Meantime, in Arizona, crews are continuing to battle fierce winds as they struggle to contain a large blaze that's forced evacuations near the town of Prescott, about 100 miles north of Phoenix. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
People across Singapore are enduring an unprecedented level of smog, a result of massive forest fires in Indonesia. Resident MJ Davis says she's taking extra precaution against the elevated pollution affecting multiple countries.
I'm walking around with a face mask. I'm wearing it in the house. I'm wearing it to walk my dog. I'm wearing it to go grocery shopping. I'm wearing it in taxis. But there are definitely a lot of kind of local and older folks here who are not, who you see sitting outside at coffee shops still without a mask, having a cigarette.
Authorities say a lot of fires are caused by farmers who conduct illegal burns or people who recklessly discard still-lit cigarettes. Singapore's environment minister flew to Jakarta today to talk about measures the region could take to reduce forest fires. Before the closing bell, Dow was up 43 at 14,801. This is NPR News. A lawyer who reviewed claims from the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is resigning. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the resignation comes after oil giant BP called for an outside inquiry into alleged misconduct.
The attorney is accused of receiving a share of settlement payments from oil spill cases he once referred to a New Orleans law firm. BP says only an independent investigation will ensure the integrity of the claims process. The company is already suing over the way claims are being paid in its multi-billion dollar settlement reached last year with private oil spill victims. BP argues Administrator Patrick Juneau isn't sticking to the terms of the deal and is paying for fictitious losses. BP originally estimated the settlement would cost about $7.8 billion, but has since warned investors the price tag will be higher. Juneau has already paid out more than $2.5 billion. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Prosecutors in George Zimmerman's murder trial in Central Florida can argue that the Neighborhood Watch volunteer profiled Trayvon Martin based on clothing or age. But today, Judge Deborah Nelson ruled that the prosecution cannot use race as a factor. Zimmerman, who identifies himself as Latino, shot and killed Martin, an African-American teenager, more than a year ago. The defendant maintains it was self-defense. The prosecution argues the 17-year-old was not armed and not a threat. The government reportedly is moving toward easing restrictions on the use of electronics devices during takeoff and landing. An advisory committee has until September now to deliver proposals to the Federal Aviation Administration. Before the close, Dow is up 41 at 14,700. This is NPR.